Thank you very much indeed, Your Excellency, Mr. Ambassador Schmidt-Bremme, co-chairs from Morocco, friends of the forum. On behalf of the chair of the Global Migration Group, GMG, in 2017, and rector of the United Nations University, Dr. David Malone, I'm very honored to be here and to address you on his behalf. He extends his good wishes and appreciation to the co-chairs of the Global Forum on Migration and Development, Their Excellencies Ambassador Schmidt-Bremme and Secretary General Nadir, for this invitation to the GMG to participate today. This has been a busy and productive year for all of us involved with international migration policy. It's been an intense period of learning and exchanges of views during the 6 thematic sessions on the Global Compact on safe, orderly, and regular migration, as well as during regional and national consultations and multi-stakeholder hearings. Together, these meetings have resulted in rich debate, learning, awareness raising, and collectively contributed to preparing us for the stock-taking meeting, which takes place in Puerto Vallarta from 4th to 6th December. May I, on behalf of the GMG, congratulate the GFMD on its significant contribution in support of the Global Compact process this year under the very able leadership of Germany and Morocco. This work is culminating at this stage in GFMD's important and detailed input to the process in the form of a GFMD input to the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration, which is being considered today. The insights given throughout that input, which draw upon your 10 years of debate, include useful policy and practice examples, as well as concrete recommendations. And these are an invaluable contribution to the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration. With regard to the work of the GMG, I welcome this opportunity to update you. The now 22-strong UN Interagency Coordination Group on International Migration that the GMG is. The strength of the GMG is that it brings together diverse expertise and operational capacity from across the UN system. The GMG has a history of close engagement with member states, civil society, and social partners through engagement with the work of the Global Forum on Migration and Development, through the preparations for the New York Summit in September 2016, as well as through preparations for the thematic sessions this year. Much of our efforts in 2017 have been devoted to supporting the intergovernmental process and the work of the Special Representative of the Secretary General for International Migration and Secretary General of the Conference, Ms. Louise Arbour. As mandated by the Modalities Resolution for the Intergovernmental Negotiations of the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration of the GMG, provided assistance to the Office of the President of the General Assembly with organizing the thematic sessions, as well as drafted inputs to the issue briefs prepared in advance of each of the sessions by the SRSG. GMG colleagues worked in an excellent spirit of collaboration to provide consolidated inputs for the issue briefs that were accessible, evidence-driven, concrete, human rights-based, and gender-responsive, recognizing the distinct experiences, needs, and vulnerabilities of women and men in migration. Additionally, individual GMG members participated in each of the thematic sessions and also contributed to the Secretary General's report on the GCM. We now have a body of 6 issue briefs, which we consider as an ongoing resource for member states as the consultation phase has concluded, and we move to the stock taking and negotiation phases. We're also pleased to note that the issue briefs and their recommendations have been drawn upon in the GFMD input to the GCM. In addition, while devoting efforts to support the GCM process, work has continued in some of our working groups and task forces. For instance, the Working Group on Mainstreaming Migration International Development Strategies launched over the summer a GMG guidance note on integrating migration and displacement in United Nations Development Assistance Frameworks, UNDAFs. The Working Group on Migration, Human Rights and Gender continues to make progress on the draft GMG principles and guidelines on the human rights protection of migrants in vulnerable situations. It is expected that the principles will be submitted to the 37th session of the HRC in March 2018. The Working Group on Data and Research, with NOMAD's thematic Working Group on Data, commissioned a GMG handbook for improving the production and use of migration data for development, which will be formally launched in New York on December 18th, International Migrants Day. Principals of the GMG members have met informal principal-level GMG meetings twice this year, most recently on 7th November in New York. Interest in and support for the Global Compact process remains strong, with principals fully engaged in the process and committed to providing support to member states, both from their individual entities and collectively through the GMG. Indeed, at the November principal levels meeting, principals reiterated their commitment that the GMG will continue to be at the service of the GCM process over the coming important period. With regard to collaboration between the GMG and GFMD, GMG continues to value the role of the GFMD and encourages your ongoing efforts to support consensus building towards the Global Compact. A consensus outcome, as well as one that is ambitious and which mainstreams a gender perspective, is essential to the success of the GCM. Indeed, it is likely that without GFMD as a driving force over the past 10 years, we would not be in a position to discuss a Global Compact today. Your continued efforts are especially critical as we enter the stocktaking and negotiating phase. We note that against the backdrop of the negotiation process and outcome of the GCM, the GFMD will engage in a process to review its future role. Over the past 10 years, the GFMD has clearly demonstrated the value of voluntary state cooperation, debate and learning, and trust building amongst the various stakeholders on international migration. The GMG and the different agencies that comprise the GMG, with our respective mandates and comparative advantages, stand ready to continue our collaboration with the GFMD over the coming year and to support your deliberations on your future in whatever way is appropriate. Since I last had the honor of addressing this forum in April on behalf of the GMG has selected as incoming co-chairs the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, and the International Organization for Migration, IOM. They will assume their new role on 1st January 2018. They remain committed, along with all members of the GMG, to continue the positive collaboration between the GMG and the GFMD. I will conclude by underlining that the GMG is fully committed to supporting member states in collaboration with stakeholders work over the next year towards the adoption in Morocco in 2018 of a concrete, action-oriented and forward-looking global compact that builds on the commitments agreed to in the New York Declaration, ensuring that the first blueprint for international migration is truly people-centered, human rights-based, and gender-responsive. Thank you for listening.